From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama says he's ready to sign a new nuclear arms treaty with Russia that he says signals a new era of cooperation among the world's nuclear powers.
It cuts by about a third the nuclear weapons that the United States and Russia will deploy. It significantly reduces missiles and launchers. It puts in place a strong and effective verification regime.
The new treaty will replace the expired 1991 Strategic Nuclear Arms Pact. Leaders could sign it as soon as next month. Lawmakers in both the U.S. and Russia would then have to ratify it. Official polling results are expected later today from Iraq's parliamentary elections held earlier this month. NPR's Jonathan Blakely is in Baghdad. He says Iraq's Electoral Commission plans to keep to its promised schedule, but that doesn't mean the government will take shape quickly.
Even after the results from the March 7th election are known, the struggle for power won't be over. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's Shia coalition is reportedly in a very close race with the secular former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. All the coalitions will have to sit down over the next several weeks to hammer out an agreement. Tensions are high. Maliki supporters have been crying foul and demanding a recount, something the Election Commission will not agree to. If the election is perceived as not being fair, there are fears a prolonged struggle to form a government could spark sectarian violence. No matter what the result, U.S. military officials say they are on track to continue the drawdown of troops. Currently, there are about 96,000 troops in Iraq, and that number will drop to 50,000 by September. Jonathan Blakely, NPR News, Baghdad.
The Commerce Department has revised the fourth quarter's gross domestic product down a few tenths to 5.6% increase. Danielle Carson reports even with the downward revision in the annual growth rate, economists do not expect such robust growth to continue through the year.
The biggest chunk of last quarter's growth came from a large bump up in manufacturing. Factories were churning out goods so businesses could rebuild their inventories. But Zach Pandel, an economist with Nomura Securities, says such lopsided growth isn't the way to fire up the GDP.
The composition of growth is much less favorable for the near-term outlook. What we really want to see for the economy is not just inventory building. We want to see signs that business confidence is improving and that people are willing to go out and spend. And today's data leaves something to be desired in that regard.
Without consumer spending driving the recovery, analysts expect the economy to grow at a moderate 3% this year. They say growth would have to positively sizzle in the 5% range to drive down the unemployment rate by even a percentage point. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Stocks have been up this morning in the U.S. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 54 points at last check at 10,895. The NASDAQ Composite up 9. The S&P 500 up 5. This is NPR News. A nuclear power plant in Vermont has stopped leaks of radioactive tritium near the banks of the Connecticut River. Susan Keese of Vermont Public Radio reports the company is now cleaning up the contamination.
Entergy Corporation has been under fire since January when they reported radiated water leaking from underground pipes at the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant. The company had previously told Vermont regulators and legislators that there were no underground pipes that carried radioactivity. Since then, the Vermont Senate has voted to deny Yankee a 20-year extension of its operating system. Entergy spokesman Larry Smith says he hopes the state will reconsider now that the cleanup is underway.
So not an issue that we're proud of, but we can say with certainty today that this is over and we can move forward.
An official from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the plant still has more work to do to make sure no similar problems are developing elsewhere. Susan Keese, NPR News.
A Boston jury finds the world's biggest drug company, Pfizer, has violated racketeering laws by improperly promoting its drug to treat epilepsy, Neurontin. Pfizer could have to pay $141 million if it loses its planned appeals. A jury finds Pfizer illegally promoted Neurontin for unapproved uses, including treatment of migraine headaches, pain, and bipolar disorder. The plaintiffs argued Neurontin doesn't work for those conditions. Doctors may prescribe drugs for unapproved uses, but drug makers can't promote them for those uses. The plaintiffs are Kaiser Foundation Hospitals and Kaiser Foundation Health Plan. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.